welcome everybody to CAGcast number 111, Friday, March something, 14th. Happy White Day. Wow, that.
Happy White Day to you. Did you buy me chocolate? Isn't that the tradition that woman buys the man chocolate?
No. White Day is when the men buy the women chocolate.
Oh, so I should buy you chocolate.
I'm the woman in the relationship?
Yes, you're definitely a bottom.
Well, you would know, Wombat. You would know. And if you don't know, you're going to learn. We'll get into that in a minute.
A little later. Yeah.
I'm so excited to talk about Wombat's new job. I've been thinking this whole week, like, I get into bed and I'm like, my head is just swimming with jokes and stuff. It's like a gift.
You said it earlier in the week. It's like a gift from the gods, I believe you described my new position as.
Right. Well, maybe we should just go right into that.
Because that's all you want. That's all you want to talk about. You've been waiting, literally. Because I told you after the show what the job was.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's good. It's actually, usually I don't like when you do that. But now I've had some time to reflect on your new job. And let me lay a little groundwork first before you reveal.
Okay.
Before you do your big reveal. If you remember, maybe, it was a long time ago, maybe 50 episodes ago. And I think this is how it happened. And you correct me if I'm wrong. That we were saying gay a lot during the show, and I think
yes.
We had a couple gay listeners write in and said that it was sort of annoying to hear things that when you really mean to say something is bad or lame.
Or lame. Yeah, lame.
You're calling it gay, and it's you know, that's lame.
Exactly. And it's much easier to make fun of people who have bad legs and just say things are lame.
Right, exactly. So, and I totally agreed with them, and we made a concerted effort to not call things gay. And we did
a really good job of
yes.
it, I think. Yeah.
Yes. And I even said to our listeners that in their own personal lives they should strive to do that as well, because eventually you're going to have a gay friend, and when you start calling things gay in front of them, you'll catch yourself, but it'll be too late, and then you'll be really embarrassed and it's going to be very awkward.
And you don't want to offend people because you don't, you know, you consciously don't mean it to offend anyone, but it's just, you know, a word
it's a bad
that's been
habit.
Drilled. Yeah, it's a
very
bad,
bad
habit that really needs to be stopped.
Okay.
And I think we both agree with that.
Okay.
And we're both big fans of gaygamer.net, so.
Okay. So that's something that went on in the history of the CAGcast. And now I feel that because we were able to stroll, because I was able to show such great restraint.
Is that what it is?
There's been a great reward to come down upon me.
Karmic. So it's karmic,
it's,
is what you're saying.
Yeah. So, Wombat, why don't you tell everybody what your new job is? You said last week that you're working for an internet advertising company.
It's more of a publishing.
Oh, okay.
It's a publishing company.
So they own a network of websites.
And magazines.
And then you can buy ads on this network of websites. And
yes, you can. Yes, that would be usually how they make money.
Right. And how would you classify this network of...
They are... This media publishing entertainment giant does gear their things towards a homosexual audience.
Yes. So basically you're working for a gay company.
For all intents and purposes, that would be an accurate statement.
Which is great. I told some gay people that, and they didn't believe it. They thought I was lying.
Nice.
So now I can, like, you know, next week. You haven't started the job yet, right?
I haven't. I start the job next week.
Okay.
Not next week. A week from Monday.
Okay. So next show, you wouldn't have started there.
No, I will not have started there yet.
Because I just can't wait to ask you, say, hey, Wombat, how's your gay job?
Yeah.
Or Wombat, did anything really gay happen at work this week?
Mm-hmm.
Or Wombat, did you have any gay meetings?
That's lovely. Now, also, I think you also need to admit that, you know, I did tell you about the position and showed you the company, and you were a little impressed with the actual company and the position.
position?
A little bit.
I was?
Yeah, you were.
I don't remember.
Yes,
that.
You were. Yeah, of course you don't. You don't remember it now.
I was laughing too hard, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
My mind got erased. Anyway, I was talking to Shipwreck about your job, and he said that there's, in the office of this company, there's two different floors.
You're going to get me fired before I start.
Well, we haven't even mentioned the name of the company.
It doesn't matter. I just don't want to get...
Hold on. So now there's two different floors. A floor for gay people, a gay employees.
No, there is not a floor for. No, that's not.
That's what Shipwreck said.
Well, he's really. It's not accurate information. There's a separate floor for editorial, and there's a separate floor for business.
Oh, is that? But all the editorial are
for the most part because it's geared towards that audience. It's geared towards a very specific audience, and you're not going to want to get your advice on what's the best place to go for. If you're gay and you want to go on a gay cruise, you're not going to read about.
You don't want to take the advice from.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to take my advice.
Right.
Because how the hell do I know?
So it just happened to work out that way. That there's
yeah. It's floor. It's not like it's set up that way. No, that would be disgusting.
That would be weird. I would think.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that there are no gay people working on the business floor.
Right. Well, that's great, Wombat. I mean, it's going to be. I anticipate. Comedy.
It also happens to be a very good job, and it happens to be an excellent company, and I'm very excited.
Good. No one is more excited than me, Wombat, I assure you.
Yeah, whatever.
This is even better. Like, remember you had a couple of weeks ago, you said you thought you were going to get a new job, and it was going to be huge for the CADcast because
yeah,
it was
this is better.
Yeah, this is better. Yeah, and that was video game related.
Actually, I'm kind of thinking, I think I may be better off. Well, I don't want to say that. Forever, but for now, maybe not having a video game related job might not be a bad thing.
Because you wouldn't be able to talk about that stuff.
Exactly, it is a media job. It's still working in it. You know, going back to working in entertainment. Sure. So, yeah, I had some good references too. Some good references.
Some gay references. So,
one of them was.
All right. Well, congratulations on your gay job, Wombat. We're all
very proud of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We look forward to hearing your gay antics.
Thanks.
All right, let me give people an update on the YouTube situation because people want to know. I got a lot of emails and private messages from people. Some people didn't listen to the CADcast and they wanted to know what happened to my YouTube account. Some people did and they told me that they were upset for me. So I'm much more relaxed now, Wombat. My urge to kill is fading.
Well, now that you know about my job, I kind of mellowed you out. I'm already stressing out, though. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sweating.
Why?
Thank you.
Why?
Because I don't want the wrong person listening to this. You could ruin my life.
But why? We didn't mention the company. Could be any number of different gay companies.
We have smart listeners.
Well, it's going to be a good thing, I predict.
Okay.
They're going to want the publicity.
Sure.
Who doesn't want free publicity, Wombat?
Not from you.
Of course. Who's better than me? A friend to the gays. So, YouTube update, Wombat.
Yes.
So, basically, if you didn't listen to the whole show last week, like if you only made it, if you didn't listen to this little message that I recorded at the very end of the show, Wombat, since after you went to bed, even, Wombat, you probably didn't hear it.
I was told about it, though.
Oh, you were told about it. Okay. So, I had mentioned that Atari had filed a copyright claim against me, and that's why my account was shut down.
Yeah, but not so much.
Not so much. It was actually an Atari fan site filed a copyright complaint against me.
This was AtariGames.com? Is that the name?
Well, I wasn't going to go ahead and give them a free plug, but if Wombat, you know, you want to, that's peachy.
Well, I don't know if it's a free plug. I think it's more of a, you know,
invitation for people to post naughty messages on their site.
Yeah, basically.
But you shouldn't do that, first of all.
No, I think they'll notice right away when their forum, registered forum users, jumps up from two to whatever. Yeah, to four.
So they basically
probably have an office party. We have two more registered users.
Right. Will it be a gay office party?
If that's what you'd like.
So, okay. So basically, here's what went down. And I couldn't even, it took me a while to remember because I believe I put those videos on my account like over a year ago. I came across this website a while ago and I saw these old classic commercials on there, and they were commercials for the Bally Arcade. You remember that old console? You probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one and I was like, wow, this is really great. You never even see a commercial like this. I'm going to upload this to my YouTube account because it looks like this website is about a week away from going under. So I picked three videos that I liked, and I put them on my YouTube account, and the videos had a watermark for this AtariGames.com website. And I figure, like, first of all, they don't own the rights to these videos just because they put a watermark on it. But I figured, you know, what's the harm? They still have a watermark on the video. It's free advertising for any time somebody watches the video.
Sure. And
certainly, it looks like they could use the free advertising. but I guess they, for some reason, the owners of this website has way too much free time on their hands. And they decided that in some insane dimension that this is copyright infringement. If you if somebody puts a watermark on something and you put it on your site, then that's copyright infringement. So basically, if I took RoboCop, the movie RoboCop, and put a watermark for cheapassgamer.com on the bottom, then I own the copyright, according to this guy.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
I hope you did that by now.
Well, I'm going to do it as soon as I get my account back.
I think as soon as you're done, you need to put RoboCop, put the cheapassgamer, and when... Whoever owns that, whatever film company owns that movie. Who is that movie through?
It was Orion Pictures. I don't know what that...
Orion, yeah, they're out of business now. They're out of business.
All right, it's mine now.
It's all yours. Your Squatter. Free movie. I was going to say, isn't it like Orion? And it is. They're gone. So you just need to set that up.
Yeah.
And you own RoboCop. And you can start making crappy sequels. I can't wait to see RoboCop 5 starring David Abrams.
Right. I don't know. He already fought a ninja. What's next? Godzilla? You can fight Godzilla.
I think you can figure it out.
Okay, so anyway, basically what I had to do is I had to file a counter copyright claim saying that this guy's got no right to claim copyright, and unless he wants to sue me, I'll have everything back in 7 to 10 days or something at this point. So hopefully by next week we'll have it back. If not, definitely by the week before. Or if this guy wants to sue me, I mean, that I guess he could, but it seems... very silly, since he doesn't own the copyright to these. So that's the YouTube update. What else is going on in your life, Wombat, besides your new gay job?
Well,
because have you been off all this time?
No, they wouldn't let me.
Your old job.
Here's what happened. Yeah, I went in the next day after the last week's show on Friday of last week, and gave my... there's two bosses to my in my company, two owners, a majority and minority owner.
Which
and.
The Indian guy is the minority owner?
No, majority.
You didn't get where I was going on that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it.
Is he is the Indian guy the alcoholic?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, they're both Indian, actually, so.
So I was right.
It's a moot point.
Okay.
So you'd be right, no matter what. Yeah, exactly. And I told him first, and he was very supportive and happy for me, and we're doing, we have another one of those trade shows next week that I always complain about.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
Yeah, but they, you know, I'm good at them. You know, I help set them up, and I'm good at the events, and I know how to talk to people.
Sure.
So he said, you know, you are well aware, as I have been since I've been helping plan it for the last 3 weeks, we are having our market event next week. Are you going to be able to stick around for the next 2 weeks so you can participate in the market event? We'd appreciate the help. And because I'm not a big jerk, I said, yeah, you know, that's fine. I can do the 2 weeks.
Sure.
And he's been pretty cool for the last week or so. You know, he's kind of, you know, instead of being a super, you know, kind of being a jerk.
Right.
He's kind of just, you know, if he sees me in the office browsing the internet, he doesn't care.
Okay.
Because I'm sort of, you know.
Right. You're in limbo. Your time is over. What's he going to do? He can't do anything.
Exactly.
He's just glad that you're helping out with the show.
Exactly. Now, the other boss, on the other hand, not so much.
Not the alcoholic one?
No.
See, that guy needs a few drinks to mellow out, I think.
I don't know what the problem is, but he's been kind of a douchebag.
Mm.
Where it's gotten to the point where I'll get into the office and I'll be like, hey, can you do me a favor? Sure. What do you need? And I'm thinking it's something simple. Could you retype your entire database in Excel? I wish I was making that up.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, I think it might be a good idea. And you know, because I may need to call these people in 2010, and I may need it in another format. Do you mind retyping your database into Excel?
Oh, wonderful.
So by the end of the day, I had put like 5 names in an Excel sheet out of, I think I have like 450 things.
So you're almost done.
And it was like, and I needed to leave early, and it was 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and I go, oh, well, I told you this morning I need to leave early today, so I'm going to head out. And he goes, you only put 5 names on that list. That's unacceptable. And I look at the list, and I look at him, and I go, it sure is. And then I left.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's good, Wombat. I like that. I like a Wombat with an attitude.
It was attitude-full Wombat.
Right, but
and he complained. He went and complained to the other boss.
Right. What is he going to do?
And the other boss told him to get over it.
Right. You probably, I bet you smiled when you said it sure is, too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Sure is.
Very happy.
I got text messages from all my coworkers on the train.
Oh, because they were arguing over you?
No, because they thought it was the awesomest thing ever.
Oh, nice.
Like, that very was the cool. best thing I've ever seen.
Nice. How's everything else? Anything else going on?
Mrs. Wombat slept for the first night in a month.
Yay! Time.
That's the real big news. She actually got some sleep.
Ambien?
Not so much Ambien, although she does have the Ambien. It was a combination of things. A
combination of Ambien and rough sex?
No, that's in the morning. It was more of a, we have separate beds now.
Oh, I see. Because she's too restless.
Yeah, she's too restless, and I bought a new bed. It's in the guest room now. Well, it's going to be the baby's room eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she takes the bed, and she has more pillows than
your stomach.
Yeah, basically. She has more rolls than a bakery. What? And she lays it out like this nest of pillows, like a fort. She basically builds a fort out of the bed I used to sleep in.
She's trying to defend herself from you.
Exactly, and it turned into, it was getting to a point when we only had the one bed where I had about 5 inches of space on the bed, and it's kind of on my side trying to sleep, when she would just be rolling around and thrashing pillows around all night. And now that I'm not in there anymore, she said that she felt like she was disturbing me all night, and that was one of the reasons why she couldn't sleep.
Oh, interesting.
So now that I'm not in there anymore, and I sleep in, basically it's like one of those Native American seclusion tents.
Okay.
Because it's really dark in that room, and there's nothing in it but the bed.
Oh, a sensory deprivation tank.
It's like a sensory deprivation tank in there now. So I go in there, I close the door, and I turn out the lights, and I mean, you could light the rest of the house on fire. I'd probably have no idea.
Now you just need some magic mushrooms.
And it'd be perfect.
It'd be perfect.
So, yeah, but she feels a little guilty about it, so every morning she will, like, crawl into the guest bed and try to snuggle with me and be like, I'm so sorry, I ditched you.
Hand job?
Yeah, it's good. Maybe.
It's not a hand job.
It's not gay.
There you go. That's nice, Wombat.
Thank you.
I wish I could get a hand job.
Yeah, well, you know, your wife doesn't like you.
Right. But she can sleep. She sleeps just fine. I mean, she hits her head hits the pillow. She's out.
Yeah, that's because she works for a living. You should try it. Ouch.
Oh. Hey, raising a baby and a family of cags, you know, it's tough work.
Yeah, June Cleaver, what's next on the list?
You hung out with our friends at Major League Gaming?
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I was there, I went to their offices. Now, you haven't seen their new offices, I'm assuming.
No, I haven't, no. In the Chrysler building, right?
Yeah, the Graybar building.
Oh, the Graybar building, right.
Yeah. Nice building. Huge offices.
Wow.
It's huge, and it's exactly what you would, like, picture, like, the video game job to be like.
Like foosball tables and lots of flat-screen monitors?
Lots of screens, lots of people playing games. Like, you know, you have people on one side playing Smash Brothers, the other people are playing Halo 3, but it's, like, mixed in with cubicles of people doing real work.
All right. Where was Sundance? Did you see Sundance?
Yeah, I saw Sundance. I hung out in his office for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and that's his baby cool. was born a couple of weeks ago, so congratulations to Sundance.
His second baby,
a baby boy.
So Sundance is great. He's the best.
Congratulations to them, and, you know, we talked about their big news. And I got a free pack of gum, because their new sponsor is Stride.
Great, dude. It was totally worth it.
It was so worth it. It was worth stopping in for the free gum.
Well, their big news is that there's going to be an official MLG playlist in Halo 3 matchmaking.
And by the way, we're 20 minutes in, and this is the first mention of any type of video games.
Right, oops. Okay, let's move right into CAG news-ish. We'll go do the contest really quick and move forward. Yeah. Some winners from last week for Kingdom Under Fire, Circle of Doom, Dopa345. Congratulations to you. Turok for Xbox 360. Did we have two winners?
There's two. Yeah, I believe there's two.
You believe or you know? You should check, because I pulled two names, but I don't want to announce two names if we don't have two games to give out.
I know. It means I have to take off my headphones. Give me 2 seconds.
And because we had a prize for Bully, too. We're giving away Bully for the Wii, Bully Scholarship Edition. And
it's two.
It's two for Turok and one for Bully?
Yes, two for Turek, one for Bully.
So, Bomb Tom 15 and Rajago. You have one Turok for Xbox 360.
Excellent. And
Guju 900 has one Bully Scholarship Edition for the Wii. Congratulations to you.
Very nice. We have two new contests this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one copy. It's a sponsored by Microsoft and Gamerscore blog.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be one copy of Lost Odyssey for the Xbox 360.
They got their YouTube account suspended as well, I heard.
Really?
Yep, Gamerscore
Probably
blog.
From the same people.
I wonder.
Probably from Atari Games.
It could be, I wonder.
You never know. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
And the other contest is we're giving away five copies, so there's going to be five winners of Ninja Reflex, the new game from EA. This is sponsored by Underground Online, Underground Online, UGO.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be five winners, and you're going to get a copy of Ninja Reflex on both the Wii and the DS.
You win both copies? So there's 10 games being handed out?
10 games.
How do you win these valuable, fabulous prizes?
Well, to win Ninja Reflex, the rules are very simple, although some people still have problems with it. You need to post in under the games blog at gamesblog.ugo.com in any of my previous or current articles, and then you will cut and paste that comment into the contest thread that you, my friend, will be setting up.
I can't wait.
I know, it's exciting stuff. Now, to win a copy of Lost Odyssey, that's a good one. Do you have any ideas for that?
How about people have to say what their favorite game was for the Odyssey?
Perfect. I was going to say, describe an instant, you know, a place where you once got lost, but you went the other half.
Yeah, yeah, I like the Odyssey half.
Yeah, you went Odyssey half, I went lost half. I say either or. Either say a place you once got lost, or, but don't specify and see if we can figure out what you meant. Like, you could say the mall.
Or and Casey
I might
Munchkin.
Think that's the name of an Odyssey game.
Right. Right. Lord of the Rings. Wasn't there some Lord of the Rings game? Not Lord of the Rings. What was it? Quest. What was that called?
I have no idea.
Game. I don't know. I can't remember. My brain is toast, dude. All right, Wombat. So those are the there'll be a separate thread for that. Look in the KCast forums. I'll have threads stickied and post your entries there. I was going to tickle your ass with a feather on some CAG 2.0 stuff, but I think we'll save that for next week. And
I think you can wait. I saw the screenshots. Nothing worth, you know, bragging about.
Oh, what? Really? What you gonna, why you gotta,
someone can dish it out but can't take it.
Why you got to do me like that? I showed it to Whip Smart Banky, and he said he was very impressed.
Of course he did. He doesn't want to offend you to your face.
All right. Okay, let's move right ahead to CAG foreplay, where we talk about the new releases courtesy of the Shipwrecks and their fabulous podcast known as...
Yeah, another great episode this week.
Another one. Wow. They are on fire.
They did. It was actually really funny. The Avatar bit actually made me laugh on the train this morning. So.
Oh, yeah. He told me what he was going to do. So, yeah. So, check that out. Yeah. I haven't heard that yet, but he told me.
It's really funny. So.
Okay. Definitely check out episode 36. And congratulations. They have passed the 800 dig mark.
Wow.
On dig.com.
I remember when we did that a year and a half ago.
Well, dude, they're only on episode 36. And we're on episode 100 and something. 11.
111.
All right. Big releases this week, Wombat. Of course, Super Smash Brothers is this week. But let's talk about that on the Nintendo segment.
Okay, we'll get to that later because we both have it.
Yes. Condemned 2 for Xbox 360.
Which I haven't picked up yet.
You were a big fan of the first one, and I was...
I love the first one. You were too scared to finish it.
Yes, I did not like that constant bludgeoning sound of hitting somebody with a pipe. It turned me off for some odd reason. It just really... I don't know. Yeah, it's that sound of a pipe hitting a skull. It's not very relaxing.
I don't think you play that game to relax.
Yeah, well, I play everything to have fun. I don't know if that's my definition of fun, actually. Pipe on skull does not equal fun in my on my fun calculator.
But that funometer.
But a lot of people really liked it. I've read some previews and stuff for it, and sounds like they did a good job with it. And I know you'll probably be picking it up this week, right?
Yeah, I probably will get it over there. I have like a bajillion things to trade in. A bajillion.
It's a lot.
And I may do that to get this game. Yeah. I just haven't had a chance to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but there's that other half of me that's like, do I really need this right now? Should I just get Rainbow Six Vegas 2 next week? And I don't know. I'm having conflicts.
Hmm.
I'm having game purchase conflicts because I have good other good stuff.
There's a lot of games now. Now's the time of games, Wombat. It's got an 80 average review score from Metacritic, in case you're wondering. And that's for 360 and the PS3. And yeah, there you go. What else we got that's worth talking about? Pro Evolution Soccer. For
that's worth talking about.
2008, I don't know. It's for the PS3 and Xbox 360 and PSP and PS2 and DS.
It's football.
House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return for the Wii.
Which actually sounds pretty cool for $30.
$30, you get both of the games. It's a light gun game.
Yes, it is a light gun game. But so you don't need a light gun to play this game.
Well, I would recommend it.
Well, you don't need it.
Well, you don't even need a controller. Why don't you just stare at the screen while the action goes by?
Sometimes Wii games are like that. I'm going to get a hate mail for that one.
What else we got? Nano Stray 2 for the DS. I don't know. I don't want to talk about any of these freaking things.
Ratchet and Clank
Size Matters. Now it's on the PS2.
Yeah, a two-year-old PSP game. Great. Let's talk about that.
Let's do On the DL really quickly with the Shipwrecks downloadable game.
Actually, you know, I'm glad we're talking about this because, I mean, we'll skip to the Xbox games first.
Okay.
I think I've actually reached a point with live arcade games.
You don't give a
where
shit.
Where I just don't care. I don't even care enough to play the demos of this crap.
I actually did.
Like, I just don't care. Like, I look at it and I'm like, yeah, not worth my hard drive space.
The problem is that it's, you know, you have to go into like the delete function to fish this stuff out and delete it. It's Bliss Island for $5 this week on the Xbox Live Arcade and Brain Challenge for $10. Bliss Island, it looks like a Flash puzzle game.
It was a free
Shipwreck. This is what Shipwreck had to say. He said, this port of a casual PC game that people seem to think blue even when they were playing it for free is all about puffing fruit and fluffy balls at characters or inanimate objects that would like fruit or fluffy balls. Achieve maximum blowage for only $5. Shipwreck's hilarious.
He is. He's good. Really funny. He's a good writer.
Yeah.
He does write for a living, though, so you know.
He does?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He repairs airplane engines.
No, he writes manuals for airplane engines.
Oh. But he doesn't write funny stuff in their manuals.
No, but I think it all, you know, ties together.
It does? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he fixed the airplane engines.
No, I think he just writes manuals for them. Or maybe somewhere in between.
Something
that I think he does and something you think he does.
Yeah.
There's something in the middle that's what he actually does.
He reads manuals and then on airplane engines, and then he knows
how
to fix them.
He works with a guy named Manuel on airplane engines.
Right. He works at Taco Bell, and his boss is Manuel. Brain Challenge Wombat for $10. Mm-hmm. It's basically I played it, it's a brain training clone. So if you're looking for a brain training clone that's not quite as polished.
The game even has Miis in it.
It does.
Have you seen the screenshot with the Miis? Like, no. Match the Miis, basically?
Oh, I haven't. I didn't get to that game, no.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty frightening.
Shipwreck says, the smart money is on me not ever thinking about this game again. On the Wii Virtual Console, Do Re Mi Fantasy, Milan's Doki Doki Adventure.
Milan.
How do you know? Milan, actually. It's Milan.
It's Milan's Adventure.
Listen, if it's a Japanese game, it's Milan.
I'll Milan you.
That's how you say
I'll M-I-L-O-N. Give you a Milan reasons that you're wrong.
All right. Go ahead. Give me one.
Okay, it's because I say so. All
right, that's a great reason. Okay, so that's $9. Where'd they come up with $9? Oh, because it's a Japanese, it's an import.
This is Japanese, yeah, it's import. So there's a $1 surcharge.
There's a $1 surcharge because they know that you've probably never played this before, and they're like, yeah, we get an extra dollar out of this guy.
Which leaves you with a dollar left in your Wii wallet, which kind of sucks.
Right. What are you going to do with that?
Well, you could spend $5 and then get yourself a Genesis game.
And there's another one of these $9 specials, Puyo Puyo 2 Tsu.
Yeah, which is a Puyo Puyo game. Puzzle.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anything all about right. either of these games, Wombat, so I'm just going to move on.
Let's go on to the next thing. What do we got?
We got Nintendo.
I know about Nintendo. I have one.
Yes, and we both bought Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Yes.
Did you buy it or did you get it for free?
I didn't.
You didn't what?
I bought it.
You bought
it. I didn't
it.
Get okay. it for free. I bought it, yeah.
Okay, oh, just checking. Calm down.
Yeah, I bought it. I went to the same Circuit City where the guy bought the last one yesterday.
Did you see him
and again? I went up, no, there was another guy, and I said, excuse me, sir, do you have Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Nintendo Wii? The guy said, I don't know, which was lovely.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And luckily, I know where they keep the new release games. Like, it's behind the customer service counter. Right. So I was able to go over there and see it because they don't have them on the shelf. So I don't know.
I don't know if I'll be able to handle this, the awful American customer service after living in Japan for so long.
Yeah. And on a side note, on the flip side of that, yeah. I was in a Best Buy today because I felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the clerks there, while they were stocking shelves, we're talking about their ways, and I guess we'll talk about this anyway, how they are able, you know, the ways they get around the lack of voice chat in Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And their little tricks.
Oh.
So,
are they different than our tricks?
A little bit. They use their Xbox 360, and they set up a private room in Halo.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I read that somewhere.
Which, yeah, which is, seems to be pretty popular. And when I got into a conversation, but these guys at least knew their stuff.
Right.
I was a little impressed.
Just a little, I'm sure. Okay, Wombat, so Super Smash Bros. Melee is out. It's been getting ridiculous reviews. I think about 95% average review score at this point, which sucks for me because that's what I sold the stock short on the Sim Exchange. So I needed to... Actually, I think I have it at like 95.5. So it's got to just, you know, I just got to beat that. Otherwise, I'm out a lot of money.
Gotcha.
So the reviews have been really awesome, and I've played... You know, it's got different modes. It's got the regular single player Smash mode where you just, you know, you go through different levels.
Mm-hmm. Which is fun. People, it's which is fun. I think it's which is still fun to me.
Still fun. It's got the adventure mode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so, you know, it's okay. It's not bad.
It's there's part of me that liked the adventure mode in the last one better.
Oh, why?
In the last one, I mean, yeah, it was really short, and I thought this one was just going to be like an extended version of that. But you took characters, but they would run through levels or parts of levels of famous Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would have Samus running around in level 1-1 of Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
Right. Oh, it doesn't do that? I only played it for like 15
It doesn't
minutes.
Really. It doesn't really feel like that. I mean, it's sort of there, but it's not really.
And you don't get to select the character, right? I mean,
no,
they give you a choice of different ones.
Exactly. So it just
parts.
I don't know. It doesn't. It there was a little more kitsch value, I think, in that. And
okay,
I, don't know, I miss it.
So I don't know. I mean, it all seemed fine to me. I wasn't particularly impressed. And then we went and we played on some online.
We did.
You, me, Shipwreck, and who
some
else?
Other guy.
Who is the other guy?
Some other guy. Other guy.
Dallow? No. Something
no.
with a D. Somebody with a D. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot who you were.
So did I. So we're both jerks.
We're both jerks.
It was like Drac. Was that his
Oh,
name?
Drac. That's it. That's it. Drac.
Yeah, see, I'm awesome.
Okay. So we checked it out, and I kicked your ass a lot.
That's not necessarily true, but okay, you could go on believing that.
I won a couple times. I take Kirby. I like Kirby.
Because he's cheap.
He is cheap?
He's cheap.
Why is he cheap?
Because he can fly.
He can't fly. Kirby can't fly.
He has the gulping breath thing. He could stay in the air for like 10 minutes.
No, he can?
Yeah.
No, he can't.
Yeah, he can.
The gulping breath thing, he sucks up the people.
No. When you hit the jump button,
yeah.
He swallows a little bit of air and jumps up a little bit. Hit it again, he jumps up a little more.
Oh, yeah.
And he can just kind of hover at the top of the screen.
Oh,
so he's difficult to knock out.
Okay.
And it's really easy to save yourself if you play as Kirby.
Okay, fine. It's
making
cheap.
Him cheap.
Okay, well, if you say whatever. I hate when people say characters are cheap in games.
I know.
Like, you know, you play Street Fighter and...
No, I'm just teasing
no,
you.
No, I'm just saying.
He's a great character for
okay.
a beginner like you.
Whatever, I kicked your ass with him. Kicked mm-hmm. everybody's ass with him. So, I don't know, it was sort of fun, but, you know, the fact that there's no voice chat and the whole friend codes thing is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, we used Skype to talk to each other,
yeah.
Like much like we're doing now.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I mean, it was fun, but... It's just such a, and it doesn't keep stats. It doesn't keep your online win and loss stats.
No. Which for, you know, me is fine.
Because you're going to lose. You didn't win any. I don't recall you winning any of the matches.
I won once, and I came in second a lot.
Okay. So I don't know.
I came in second more times than you won.
I think that if I was in college, that I would probably be playing this game a lot, you know, with my friends in my dorm room, you know, and my friend,
yeah,
6 foot bong.
I would assume that you would make a bong out of a Wiimote.
No, I'm not like one of those MacGyver guys that...
You're not an engineer?
Things. No. I just go to the store.
I had a friend in college. He had one of those walls, and it had like, you know, it was a piece of like drywall,
uh-huh,
and it had like two beams. So it was kind of like this actual like square pocket inside the wall,
uh-huh,
and he was able to stick a pipe on the bottom and drill a hole on the top, and he made his wall into a bong. It was very strange.
Wow. It was built into the wall?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So what's your judgment on Super Smash Brothers? I mean, it seems like a lot of fan service to me, and there's some cool things like, it's got like different music. It's got a lot of old classic music from classic
It's a tribute, and it's a celebration of everything Nintendo, and for that, it's great.
Is it a 95 game, Wombat?
If you take Nintendo away, do you still have a game that I'd want to play?
Right.
That's the real question.
If you take the licenses away.
Yeah, if you take away Nintendo and you know, it was, you know, Super Smash Bob.
Frank.
You know,
Frank.
Would it, Super Smash Frank, is there still something there worth playing? And it's definitely not a $50 game without Nintendo.
It's definitely not a 95.
No, I don't think it's a 95. But do I enjoy it? Yes. Do I still need to put a lot more time into it because I, you know, don't really feel like I scratched the surface?
I haven't unlocked anything. How do you unlock
things? Yeah, I haven't even unlocked the character yet because I've just been too.
How do you do that?
Tired. Go online and look it up. Don't
it's
ask
like
me
all
these
different
questions.
Things. Like
you really have to play either X amount of matches or finish adventure mode with certain characters, and you know, all sorts
annoying
of fun stuff. There are hidden doors in the adventure mode where you find characters and you fight them. And
I'm not a big fan of games that I have to play with my laptop open on GameFAQs. Do you know what I mean? Like I just want to play.
I'm aware of that. That's why I have a wife.
That's her job. She's the co-pilot.
That's her job. Yeah, she's the co-pilot. Do me a favor. How do I unlock Luigi? Right. 1 second.
All right. So enough Super Smash Brothers. Have you been playing Anno 1701?
I have been playing Anno 1701. Last time when we did the show, I had just picked up the game.
Right. This
so
is
my
the
impressions of it were,
What do we call this? A strategy game for the DS.
It's like SimCity.
Right.
Basically. And I've decided that I don't like the story mode so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the free mode.
The story mode is like mission-based, right? They'll say, got to do... I haven't even tried the free mode. What's that about?
The free mode is awesome because you could set it up to begin with as much as you want. Now, you got to remember, I play this game at 6:45 in the morning.
Right.
So really, my brain isn't firing at all 8.
Mm-mm.
So I set up the stats. I set it up for really easy and no pirates, so no one's invading my towns. And I give myself a boatload of money.
Right.
And I'll just veg out on the train and I'll build myself a city.
So it's a big dollhouse for you, basically.
It's a big dollhouse. It's SimCity.
And with no pressure.
With no pressure. I mean, you could reset, but there's a lot of customization to the options.
Can you change the options when you're in the middle of the game?
Not in the middle of the game. You have to do it before.
Okay.
But, you know, it's whatever. You know, you do what you want. You can either make it real easy or make it real hard or somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly, you start off and you build your, you know, you decide which island you're going to settle first. And you build your lumberjacks and you start building houses and roads and go to town, literally.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're into SimCity, I definitely recommend you check this game out. It's pretty cool.
And I really do enjoy it. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
It's well done for the DS, and the control is good, and it's smooth. And there's a lot of fun
stuff to build, and, you know, you kind of get into it, you know, like, oh, I got to build a church.
Yeah.
I need more iron ore. Oh, this island doesn't have any more iron ore. I got to settle another one. What do you mean I can't grow spice here? I'm yelling this on the train.
Right. And you have your boats, and you can get your boats over to other islands. Anyway... So check that out if that sounds interesting to you. What else in the world of Nintendo? Oh, did you hear what Epic CEO Tim Sweeney said about the Wii?
I did. He said it was sort of gimmicky.
He said, here's the quote from him, and I want to see what you think about this. I still think that motion controllers, such as the Wii controller, have a limited purpose. Sort of a gimmicky thing. Standing there and holding a bunch of devices and moving them around wildly is great for party games, but I don't think that will fundamentally change the way people interact with computers. Humans are tactile beings, so things such as touchscreens fundamentally improve the user interface. I mean, I definitely agree with him.
It's a hard argument. I mean, we've both been using our GameCube controller to play Super Smash Brothers. One of the reasons why I'm looking forward to Mario Kart is because I know I can use my GameCube controller. I still wish they gave me the option in The Legend of Zelda.
Right.
I know, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Yes, for party games. You know what I think works well? I think games that require only the Wiimote without the nunchuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seem to work well. The games like Zack and Wiki. Yep. And Wii Sports, obviously. In those instances, the Wiimote is a great tool.
It really has to be a specialized game that's sort of made for the Wii and the Wii
Super
only.
Super Paper Mario, it works really well also.
Oh, really?
It's other games where, you know, and I'm on the fence with the Mario Galaxy. Like, I would have been interested to see what it would have been like with the options.
It's not bad, though, because at least, you know, you're shooting the stars with the Mario Galaxy, that kind of
thing. I have the left-handed disease where occasionally I have to flip my nunchuck and my Wiimote from hand to hand.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, it's like playing a game and juggling at the same time.
Right.
So.
He's not, I mean, I don't disagree with him. I think that they do have a limited purpose, and maybe it's a little more challenging to develop a game that really makes good use of the Wiimote. It has to be sort of specially designed for the Wii.
If you're making like a full game, so to speak, not a collection of mini games.
A typical type of game.
I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about as a developer if you put both control schemes down, a GameCube scheme and a Wiimote scheme.
That was some good foresight by Nintendo to allow that type of function.
Exactly.
All right. Shall we move on to Sony, Wombat?
Oh, I think we shall.
You've been playing God of War still for the PSP?
On the PSP, yeah. I've been flip-flopping between that and Anno 1701. I haven't finished God of War yet, even though I know the game is only supposed to be like 10 minutes long.
No, 6 hours? 5 hours.
6 hours, yes. Five, between 4 and 6 hours. So I guess that is 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably more than halfway through. I'm probably pretty close to the end. And it's a lot of fun, and that game is just beautiful on the PSP.
Hmm.
And, the magic is a lot of fun to use, and it's a really well-made game.
Have you, now that you've played more of it, have you found more instances of, like, choppiness in the game?
Not so much choppiness, lots of boobs.
Boobs. Boobs are good. I like to boobs. Find boobs. Okay, so they that was really a demo. That was a problem with the demo, I guess.
Boobs of War, I think is what this game should have
That's
been
great.
Called.
That's really good.
Boobs of War. It's amazing that this game hasn't showed up on Fox News yet.
Don't say it.
I know. I called it if it happens.
I tried to go back and finish Resistance. I still haven't been able to get through it. I don't know. and I was wondering why there was no vibration because I have the DualShock, and I guess I have to download a patch via the multiplayer. I did not. It doesn't prompt you for the patch unless you go into to play multiplayer.
So, did you?
No, I didn't. I was like, I had enough at that point.
You're too lazy.
I had played too much, and I was like, I don't want to play anymore right now. Mm. Last week, Wombat, we gave some quotes from a next gen. .biz interview with Scott Steinberg, who's the product marketing VP at Sony. And he made a comment saying that basically when developers lead develop on the PS3, it makes a 360 game better. Now we were sort of laughing at him and saying, how could this be true? It seems ridiculous. Now I got an email from a programmer, one of our listeners.
I know.
You know him?
I do.
How do you know him?
I know him. We've spoken on the phone, actually.
What?
Yep.
He's one of your stalkers?
Yeah. Nice guy. Really nice. Great guy.
Wow. I didn't know. Nobody ever calls me.
He actually has worked on a franchise that you're a big fan of.
Really?
But that's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a big fan of a lot of things, so I don't know what
I know. You're a big fan of his.
Oh, okay.
You don't even know it, but you are.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is Snow Squirrel, and he had this to say via an email to me. He says, I am an AI programmer in game development. While I don't do much engine development, I do work with and speak to our engine developers on a regular basis. They have stated for a while now that any optimizations they do on a PS3 often turn out to enhance the 360 code too. EA and a few other developers stated the same thing publicly in the last month or so. I believe it was Peter Moore, now of EA, who said that PS3 will be EA's lead SKU going forward. I read that, and it didn't sound quite right to me, and I looked it up, and that's not really true. What happened was one of the developers, or one of the guys on Burnout Paradise, said that they did lead development on the PS3 for that game, and it turned out good for the Xbox 360. That was basically the extent of what the guy said. And in fact, people at EA said that there will be no lead SKU for development. It's going to be on a game-by-game basis. So that part's not true.
Okay.
But here's what he had to say, that maybe this is true. The reason for this is that the PS3 code needs to be paralleled to take advantage of the PS3's SPUs. Because the 360 has multiple cores with multiple hardware threads, it is able to take advantage of the same optimizations. So no, that guy who messaged you stating that development on the PS3 first benefits both the PS3 and the 360 was not off his rocker, but it's now widely accepted in the industry. Now, we were saying that I would imagine that in the future, PS3 games will start to look better than Xbox 360 games. And Snow Squirrel disagrees with me. He says, the 360 does have a more powerful graphics chip. The gross simplification is that theoretically, the 360's graphics chip is much more powerful, but in practice, it is only slightly better. But the PS3 has enough extra processing power that it can offload some graphics tasks from the GPU to the CPU, so games will likely not look significantly better on either system ever.
All right.
There you go, Wombat. In other Sony news, PS3 news, there's a new firmware out, 2.17, which apparently...
And what does this do?
Nothing.
Does apparently it do anything?
Bug fix.
Oh.
Online stability, whatever that means.
Oh, there you go.
There's also a... every Thursday, there's the PlayStation Network update. I guess they only put stuff on the store one day a week, which I guess makes it easy to keep track of. But
yeah, sort of, it's like going to a store that's only open one day a week.
Well, no, it's like going to a store that only gets new stock in one day a week.
Yeah,
the store's open all the time. A lot of pain stuff, Wombat. They really love to sell you these $0.99 character add-ons for pain. There seems to be like new ones every other week.
Yes.
I won't buy any of them. You haven't bought any of them. Please tell me you haven't bought any of them.
Okay, then I won't tell you.
You've bought them.
I bought them.
How many?
I bought the Santa chick.
What? You're Jewish. Why would you buy the Santa chick?
She's hot.
What do you mean she's hot? She's in a Santa outfit. How hot could she be?
Have you seen her?
No.
Well, see, you don't know what you're talking about.
Can you see her Santa panties?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it'd be funny to throw her into a building. By the way, and I showed that game. My in-laws were in town over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we were hanging out in the house, and the missus and I played Pixel Junk Monsters together while they were here, and they watched us play Pixel Junk Monsters.
That must have been a really exciting experience.
It was, and after that, I played Pain.
Uh-huh.
And I think I completely, like, my father-in-law was shocked.
Oh.
This is terrible.
Did he like the Santa panties?
He might have. I don't know.
Are they frilly? Can you really see them or no? I need to know.
I'm trying to think if you can really see them. I don't know. You probably will be able to see something, though, with the cheerleader.
Right. But no, the cheerleaders, they wear that that like thing that blocks the panties, so you can't see the panties.
Oh, like a leotardy kind of thing?
Yeah.
So you want the game if you would buy the character if you could see panties. Is that what you're saying?
I was in a band in high school, and they made us go to all the football games. We had to play at all the football games.
What kind of band was this?
It's a marching band.
Was this like a marching band? Okay, so you weren't in a band, you were in band.
I was in band, and they make you do marching band.
Yes, but you said you were in a band.
I'm sorry, I was in high school band.
Which I assume, you know, something cool like the band I was in high school.
No.
I played the bass.
No, I played the trumpet. It was not cool.
Okay, yeah.
There was nothing cool about it.
Nothing cool about that.
We had to wear green wool suits that were really itchy. But anyway, the one good thing was that, you know, you go to the football game, and the football game was, our team was terrible because they're all white Jews. They can't play football. I mean.
Not in Merrick.
I mean, yeah. Actually, it was Belmore, but close enough.
Whatever, Belmore.
But the one good thing, and no one showed up for the game. There were more, literally, there were more people in the band than there were in the stands watching the game. But the good thing was that you got to watch the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders would be right in front of us. So I'd always try to see if I could see a little panty, but you can't because they got the blocker on.
Well, now that we've talked about panties, that's all we've got for Sony this week.
No, there's something else.
No.
There's some new information about Home. I admit I'm looking forward to checking out Home. I got a very open mind. Some people flat out say they're not interested, but I don't know. I like to waste time building stuff, and you do too.
They're flat out not interested.
I've read the message boards on Keg.
Really? It's free and it looks useful. I don't want that.
Well, I don't know how useful it is. It looks like just a way to sort of play dress up, which I know you like, and you'll build.
So who wouldn't like that?
Some people just aren't interested in that. But they say that there's going to be user-generated content. So, like, it says, okay, so the creative director said that the user-generated content and tools are going to be the holy grail of Home.
So is that the new hotness? Is that the new hotness of 2008? User-generated crap?
Absolutely, of course.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing now? Because, honestly, I have no interest in making my own crap. That's why I buy games that other people made, so I don't have to make anything.
Like Super Smash Brothers, you can make your own levels in that.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to make my own levels.
You want the professional? Keep it with the professionals.
I want professional level makers. That's why I buy games.
Okay, but this, you know, Home is not a game. It's, you know, you make your own house and you can put your own furniture in. But of course, they're going to need to have some sort of moderation limit the.
Could you imagine if this translated to like other medium? Like music. Oh, I'd like the new U2 CD, and say they give you a guitar and some blank sheet music.
And make your
it's
own
user
song.
Generated.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that.
It could happen.
So there's gonna be ways to like report content if you see some like naughty content. Like I don't know, like what could people be making at home? Like
penis house,
cock couch. Hey, why don't you sit on my cock couch?
Would you like to sit on my couch? Why is your couch so big and pink?
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right, and curly. What are these curlies all over your couch? Mm. I don't know. I'm interested. Did you say
nice? Nice pubic rug.
Right. Yeah. Hey, get your feet off my vagina coffee table. What do you think this is? A barn? All right. On to Microsoft Wombat.
Yeah, why not? You just said vagina coffee table. I don't know if we're going to be able to top that, but sure.
Well, all right. I am happy to report that my 360 has returned from Microsoft Japan, fully repaired.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. I mean, this is a great turnaround time. We called them on a Saturday afternoon, and I had my 360 back in my apartment on the very next Saturday at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, we already had this conversation. It's because you're one of six people in Japan that has one.
Right. And someone on the CAG message board said that they live in Japan, and they were able to get their USA 360 fixed from Microsoft Japan. So I'm going to try that this weekend. I'm going to have the wife call, see if we can get that going, and then I can get Rock Band.
Sounds good.
Woohoo! So they give you like a... I don't know if they do this in America. They probably do.
You can play the Grateful Dead pack with me.
Probably not.
Yeah, you will. We'll play a little China Cat Sunflower. It'll be fun.
Okay. In America, do they give you a sheet of paper that gives you a report about your 360 and what they did to it?
I have no idea.
Oh. But you had, didn't you have two fixed?
Yeah, but you think like I read something in the box? No. I plugged it in, made sure it worked.
Oh. Well.
And then lit the box on fire.
People wanted to know if I got a replacement or if it was mine. And it's my original 360, and they replaced the motherboard, and they replaced... I don't know what this is, but it's an Arugan board, which could be...
Oh, that's how your Arugan works.
It could be like Argon, like the element, the periodic element. I don't know, but it says Arugan board was replaced. Anyway,
excellent.
So everything's working great. It's even like quieter than it was before, and hopefully it'll last.
It'll work tonight.
I picked up Army of Two. Actually, I had Army of Two last week, but I had no 360 to play it on.
But now you can play it, and?
And I finished it, actually. It's pretty short. It's maybe 5-6 hours.
Did you have someone to play with you?
Yeah, it's actually, you know, Army of Two is all about, as you can tell from the title, co-op. So you're either playing co-op with the computer as your partner, or co-op with a real human over Xbox Live or locally over split screen. I was able to try out both, actually, probably an equal number of time spent playing with the AI and playing with Jimmy Mac, the icon Jimmy Mac. And I have to say, I really enjoyed Army of Two. It's quite similar to Gears of War, but...
Stimular?
Similar, I said.
You said stimular.
All right, settle down.
Making up words now? It's stimulating and similar?
Yeah, well, okay. That's what I meant to say. Exactly. So it's, think Gears of War, but in modern times with modern weapons as opposed to...
And crappy.
No, it's not crappy. It's quite fun. The main mechanic of the game is, you know, you have to fight a lot of enemy troops, and what you need to do is you have to have your partner or you distract them. And there's a meter called the aggro meter. And when somebody has all the aggro, that means the enemy focuses on them, and then the other person can go and sort of flank them, or, you know, sneak up around side of them and try to kill them. Or
I know what flanking is.
Okay,
thank
you. Good, good, Wombat. Good. So it's a pretty. It sounds like a very simple mechanic, and it is, but it's also pretty fun, and it, you know, adds like some strategy, and, you know, it ain't rocket science, but it is. It was fun, and I had a good time. You know, you unlock weapons as you earn money, and you can pimp out your weapons. So I have a gold shotgun and a platinum assault rifle. It's pretty cool.
Can you change your masks in that game?
Yes, you can change your masks. There's about a dozen masks. That's one of the achievements, actually, is buying all the masks. And it's pretty easy to unlock everything.
Because to me, it looks like you're playing as the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Right, you can get different masks. Okay. The graphics are pretty good, especially of the characters that you control. The character models are really big and detailed. I gotta say, as for a $60 game, it's a little tough to recommend because it's so short and there's not that much replay value there.
Say it was $30.
$30, I would say no, it's a no-brainer. As a rental, it's definitely a no-brainer. You can have a lot of fun with it. The versus mode, there's an online versus mode. I've only played it once or twice. It's 2-on-2-on-2. So you play against you and your partner play against two humans, and then there's a computer controlled team as well.
You can't play with six people?
No.
That sucks.
You were about to say that was gay, Wombat.
A little bit. A little bit. Maybe that was intentional.
Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe
also, I've been reading that the game is region locked in a way that you can only, if you're in America, you can only play with other Americans. And if you're in
the
Asia,
way
you
it
can
should
only
be.
And if you have like the PAL version, if you're in the UK and in Europe, you can only play with other people in Europe. But I don't know. I mean, I have the Asian version. I'm in Japan and I was able to play with Jimmy Mac. So I don't know what. And we played co-op and versus together. So I don't know. I just don't know, Wombat.
I don't know what to tell you. So
that's Army of Two. I liked it. And I thought, you know, some of the reviews said that the computer AI for your character was terrible, but I thought it was pretty good. You just have to, you know, you tell it what to do. You tell it to, you know, hold here and, you know, draw their fire, and it does that. It was fine. I had no problem with that at all. And the cover system works good. It's a good game. It's Army of Two 2 should be really good.
Army of Two 2?
Yeah.
Ballet game?
Whew, I'm getting tired, Wombat.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that. I feel like I've been talking a long time.
We have been for 58 minutes, according to my clock.
Yeah, let's move. I'm going to skip this thing. Let's Fighter 2 Turbo Remix Beta Spectacular. I read about this on the UGO game blog.
Hey, I know the guy who writes that.
Yeah, what did he say? Because I forgot.
Basically, here's the thing. There's two things, actually, of note about this game. One that came out yesterday and something that came out today. First thing is that if you played Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting online.
I did.
Okay, and what do you think of the online play in Super Street Fighter Hyper Online Mega Mix?
It was pretty laggy most of the time.
Exactly. Do you think that game would have benefited from an open beta test?
It would have benefited from, yes, definitely.
Well, if you purchase Commando 3,
right?
There's no S. Commando 3, you will get an invitation to join the open beta for Street Fighter 2 Turbo Remix Beta. Super.
This
yes,
is Street Commando Fighter like the Remix. Arcade game Commando, huh?
Yeah, they're remaking Commando into an updated version. It's the same top-down view with updated graphics and, oddly enough, three-player co-op, online co-op.
I guess because it's going to be widescreen,
they can accommodate three, but why not four? I don't know. Four seems to be pretty standard. Maybe because it's Commando 3.
Is this a new game or is this a remake of?
This is a new game.
Okay.
It's an all-new, you know, sequel to Commando or Merc, depending upon what school you subscribe to.
I was more of an Ikari Warriors guy, but
similar, yeah. But yeah, all the basically the same game.
I'm down
with that. So you buy that game for $10, you get to play Street Fighter 2.
Good idea. Fighting, smart.
Yeah, you get to play the beta.
They're going to sell a lot.
They are. So that's a great idea. And two things about that that's interesting. A, how come no one has thought about this since Crackdown? It did wonders for Crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't other companies done this?
I don't know.
And me neither. I'm like, it seems so stupid and simple.
Hmm.
If you want people to buy your game, give them, you know, a little something more to
When's this coming out, do you know?
Yeah. And the other thing also
You don't
that
know when it's coming out?
What do I know? I have no idea when it's coming out. Okay. Soonish. They don't release dates for arcade games. Damn it.
All right.
We talked about that on another show.
Okay.
And this we talked about last week.
Wow.
Because I brought it up.
Huh?
How, you know, we talked about Bionic Commando and how it was going to be a larger file on the PS3 and how they, you know, Capcom went out and said the game was basically going to be better on the PlayStation 3 because they were able to, they had no size limits on the file.
Right.
And they could have, the game can have sharper graphics and, you know, a little more better things.
Yeah.
Well, Microsoft, I guess, after Capcom went out and said, the game's going to be better on the PlayStation 3, said, whoa, we never said you had to limit the file size.
Right. Did we say that? I don't know. There were a lot of people saying stuff. You probably misheard.
I do not recall such statements. So now, both versions of the game will have the same file size.
I see.
Okay. As well as they got rid of the file size limitation for Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
I see. It's so stupid. The whole file size. It's only for people who don't have hard drives, which is, you know.
And they're going to have to suffer. I hate to say it, but, it's okay. You know, there's still a lot of other stuff you can play. You just can't play certain downloadable games.
Well, all of us are still pissed at Microsoft just a little bit for even in, you know, releasing the core system. A system with no hard drive, which is, you know, force developers to develop their games for the lowest common denominator, which is a system
to lame their games.
Yeah, with a system with no hard drive. I mean, the original Xbox, everyone had a hard drive. How come they couldn't hook that up for the Xbox 360? It's
I don't know.
It's so they could sell these things at Walmart, you know, cheaper. So they could have that cheaper SKU, and I guess they didn't really feel like, I don't know why they could do it for the original Xbox and not the new one. Maybe they didn't feel like
either
subsidizing the machines that much this time around. But I don't know. It's annoying. I don't think they're going to make that mistake again with the Xbox 720 Extreme to the max. 2000.
Xbox Street Fighter Turbo Remix Beta.
Right.
Spectacular HD.
Yes. Speaking of Capcom, they've also released information about Lost Planet Colonies, which is, I guess, a redo of Lost Planet.
So it's not a sequel.
It's not a sequel. It's basically the original game with some bonus content. It's going to be $30 for Xbox 360 and the PC. It's coming May 28th. It's going to have some new modes, some new single-player modes, some new online modes. It's also got some new playable characters, new weapons, and also new perspectives. So you can play first-person view, or you can use the same camera from Resident Evil 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I have not picked up this game yet.
It's good. It's a good game.
Lost Planet.
It's good.
And I know it's a really good game, and now I feel like I'm being rewarded for my abstinence.
You are. You absolutely are. And it also has cross-platform
I'm like a virgin on her wedding night.
That's right. What does that mean?
It means I'm being rewarded for my abstinence.
I don't know if you're actually rewarded for your abstinence by being a virgin on your wedding night.
Eh, maybe not.
You're just setting yourself up for crushing disappointment, I think. Especially if you've married Wombat.
It's true. You could ask Mrs. Wombat.
It's also got cross-platform play. Just like if you're married to Wombat. So if you have an Xbox 360 and PC, users can play against each other. So yeah, if you haven't checked out this game yet, it's fun.
At least you get the bed to yourself if you're married to Wombat.
There. So that's nice. The single player mode is fun and the versus mode is fun. It's fun. I like
fun,
it.
Fun.
Okay, some game shopping news, Wombat.
Yeah.
Couple deals. Eye of Judgment with the camera and the game on Amazon for $45 shipped.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. In fact, I bought it for you.
I know.
You weren't going to mention that? I had to mention it?
You had to mention it.
Right.
Well, that was my prize for your contest from over the summer.
What? Oh, yeah. Right. What was that? Oh, you had to guess my secret.
I guessed your secret.
Right.
And that's what I'm getting.
That we were having a baby.
Exactly.
So you know what it was? You hit me up for that game on Instant Message, and I was drunk.
I know.
So that's the time to get me after I'm a few.
You were completely hammered. It was very funny.
I had a lot of sakes.
You know what's funny though? You were actually nice to me, which is that's when I knew there was something up.
What do you mean I was nice? What did I? Besides buying you the game, I did something.
Yeah, you were just generally jovial and pleasant.
Pleasant.
You were pleasant to me as opposed to the usual grumpy. Hey, cheapy, how's it going? And usually you tell me to stick something up a part of my person, which is usually. Or you tell me to, fornicate myself is something you tend to tell me often.
That's not true.
And unusual, like, why do you keep messaging me? You know that I hate you. I only do the show with you because I feel obligated. And, things like that is usually what you say to me.
Yeah. I also, not only did I buy you that, I wonder if this is my first time that I ever bought downloadable music that I actually No, it's not. It's the second time. The first time was I bought the Different Strokes remix. Dance music, Different Strokes.
Yeah, it's frightening, yeah.
I bought that from some website. And this time I bought OK Computer from Radiohead via Amazon's MP3 download.
You know, you could have just asked me and I would have emailed it to you.
I was drunk and you know what? It was an album that I had bootlegged a long time ago when it first came out.
I would have
put
it on your FTP site.
Hold on, just listen to me, Wombat. It was an album that I had on my old computer that I had bootlegged, and I really, it's a great album.
It's an amazing album.
It's an amazing album, and I said, you know what? Rather than go on BitTorrent and download it again, let me give something back to Radiohead, who has provided me with so much great music, and it's such a great album. It's definitely worth the $8 that I paid for it on Amazon.
100%.
And it was pretty easy experience buying that music from Amazon. It's DRM free, so it'll play on anything, and you get it's 256 kilobit encoding, in case you're wondering. So it's very easy. Some other game shopping news, Wombat. The weekly ads. Here you go, from March 16th to March 22nd, courtesy of Speedy 1961, as usual. Target got a bunch of stuff going on. Bring in the gaming deal Thunder.
You know what the closest big box store to my house is?
No, I don't.
Target.
All right, good for you.
Yeah.
So you can get a free gift, $10 Target gift card, if you buy Rainbow Six Vegas 2. For the PS3 or Xbox 360.
All right. I could get a copy of Rainbow Six Vegas 2 and a box of drumstick ice cream cones.
Yeah. That would be a pretty big box, I would imagine.
Well, they sell boxes of 8. No, boxes of 10. I'm sorry.
It's 10. It's 10 for 10 for 10 bucks?
Oh, no, it's like 6 bucks.
Okay.
So I'd have still $4 left over. I can, treat Mrs. Wombat to a box of sweet tarts or something.
That's great. There's a bunch of $39 games. SmackDown vs. Raw 2008 for the PS3, Wii, and 360. Guitar Hero 3 for the 360.
Game only.
Game, of course. Halo 3 And Assassin's Creed for the PS3 and 360, all $39 at Target. Okay, stop it. Circuit City's got a few $10 DS games. Among them are Cooking Mama and Brain Boost Beta Wave.
And I also, believe there was a Hannah Montana there.
Yeah, there was. I purposely left that out, but good for you, Wombat. For PC fans, Battlefield 2142 Deluxe Edition for $18. And if you head over to Best Buy, you can get a free copy of Brain Age, Brain Age 2, or Big Brain Academy if you buy a DS. And also, if you buy a PS2 console and Rock Band set for PS2, you get both for $220, which apparently is a $70 savings. You have to buy them both together. Okay, Wombat, do you want to do a Bizarro Hype Wagon?
I can do a Bizarro Hype Wagon.
So this is what I talked about last week, where we're going to try and pick each other's pick a game for each other that we think that we would be hyped in. Hyped about.
Now, am I going first?
You
can
go.
Talk about you?
You go first.
Okay. For you, I picked, because I'll explain why before I even say the game, because I believe it's going to have some online co-op, as well as some open sandbox-esque gameplay.
Yes.
And you get to blow a lot of shit up.
Okay.
Which I know are all things that you happen to like very much.
So far, so good.
That is why I picked Mercenaries 2, which comes out this August. For you.
Absolutely. That is a very good choice for me, Juan. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, I saw it at E3. I don't remember if they were letting people play it. I think you just had to watch the developers play it. I'm not sure. But it looked very cool. I was a big fan of the first Mercenaries game.
And that I know as well.
And yes, I am very much looking forward to it. It's been delayed a couple times.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out this summer, which would be great. It could be like the perfect summer drought game.
Yeah, so yes, I am hyped for that game, and I sort of forgot about it, so thanks for bringing it to my attention.
That's what I do, so I did good.
You did good, Wombat. Now I will give you my pick.
Oh, I'm excited. What do I get?
Now, you are a big nerd.
I am a big nerd, yes, that is true.
And you like games that are easy.
I do like games that are easy.
So my pick for you...
I like my games like I like my women.
I have two picks for you.
Sure.
And it's basically the same freaking game.
Uh-oh.
Batman Lego.
Yeah, that game looks awesome.
And Indiana Jones Lego.
Lego Indiana Jones. Yeah, that looks awesome too. But definitely, it's all about... Lego Batman is Traveler's Tales, and I don't think Lego Indiana Jones is.
Oh, okay. They're the original developer.
Yeah, and I think I'm... Besides the fact that Batman is, you know, it's Batman.
You love Batman.
That game looks like it's going to be... just ridiculously good.
You can play as the villains, right? Or no?
Yeah, you can play as the Joker and the Penguin and Catwoman and Sandman and Scarecrow and Two-Face and Killer Croc. I don't know if Clayface is in there or not. He probably is. You can play as all the Robins. You can play as Dick Grayson as Nightwing, and you can play as the Huntress. Oh, it's getting Batgirl.
All right. See, I picked a good one, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of characters, if you can tell.
All right, so we both did good on our first Bizarro Hype Wagon.
I think we did. I'm impressed.
All right, then let us move right ahead to Kegs on News. Some people aren't feeling the theme song, Wombat.
Yeah, but we like the theme song.
Yeah, I like it. Have you figured out how to fade out the theme song? That's the million-dollar question. Probably not. Anyway, the NPD numbers are out for February, Wombat.
Yes, they are.
And I always, you know, I really usually don't care about them, but now that I do the SIM exchange, it gives you a reason to give a shit.
Oh, is that why I still don't care?
Yeah, exactly. It's like watching a football game that you don't care about. Like, if you have some money on it, or you're playing fantasy football, then you start to care about it.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm a big fan of the SIM exchange. The big news, though, is that PlayStation 2 outsold PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Wow.
352,000 units sold. I'm rounding up.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It was cheaper. They had a couple sales. I think like maybe Target had it for like $100 for 1 week. And I don't know. Maybe people buying it for Guitar Hero.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
It makes a very good Easter gift.
No.
Yeah.
People buy Easter gifts?
Yes, they buy Easter gifts and put together baskets, and it happens to be a big thing. And I think it would be a very nice Easter gift for a lot of kids out there, and also because it's not that expensive, it's easier to get away with. But yeah, Easter.
You think people really buy their gifts that early? When's Easter?
Easter is next week.
Right, it's too early. People don't plan that far ahead.
I think they do. I'm thinking it's Easter. Easter sales.
So that $352,000 for PS2, $280,000 for PS3, Xbox 360, $255,000, because I'm rounding up. And the Wii, I missed the Wii, sorry, $432,000. So the Wii.
The DS, biggest console selling of the month.
The DS was the overall winner with $588,000, then the Wii, then the PS2, then the PS3, then the 360, then the PSP. Pretty amazing.
They're all high numbers, though. They're all pretty high numbers.
Yes, they're all, and I won on the PS3. I had bought a lot of the PS3 stock on the Sim Exchange. I think I didn't make that much money, but I made a little bit. I made just a little bit, which was good because I bought a lot. And if I had lost, it would have been no es bueno.
Gotcha.
And the software, top-selling software, Call of Duty 4 for the Xbox 360, number one again, almost hit 300,000. And they just beat out Devil May Cry 4 for the 360.
Yeah, by 1,000 games.
And Wii Play with the remote is in
That's because it comes with the Wiimote. I don't know. That really doesn't count.
It almost doesn't count, but I guess it does count because there it is. then you got Devil May Cry 4 for the PS3.
You got Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, which is frightening.
Look at Guitar Hero for the Wii, though. Yeah. Number 5. And all of them are pretty close, actually. All these numbers are all pretty close. Turok made the top 10. Lost Odyssey made the top 10. Guitar Hero 3 for the PS2 made the top 10.
And Rock Band for the 360 made the top 10.
So maybe
actually is pretty impressive that that game sold 162,000 copies, considering that the game costs much?
$180, $170. It depends. It's been on sale a lot of different places. $170, I guess. Maybe the PS2 console sales were driven by the Rock Band, the Guitar Hero sales.
Maybe.
Because you can get up and running there for, about $200.
Yeah, and you can only play Guitar Hero 1 on the PlayStation 2.
Hmm. All right, so there you go for the MPD stuff. Speaking of Guitar Hero, Gibson is suing Activision, saying that they owned the patent for this type of experience, for the Guitar Hero experience, a patent that they filed in 1999.
Now, shouldn't they have figured this out before Gibson decided to sponsor all the guitars?
That's the funny thing is of course, Gibson is a partner in Guitar Hero. Activision has licensed the Gibson guitars for use in the game. And Activision is saying, you've waited 3 years to raise this claim. And, you've partnered with us. What the hell's wrong with you? I don't know. Lawyers are pretty shady. It's amazing how
you would know.
Now, my wife isn't this type of lawyer. She doesn't do this type of stuff. But it's amazing how. Look, I mean, Gibson's a partner with Activision on Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero is really popular, and they're just like, who cares? We'll just sue them anyway.
Yeah, basically,
they don't even care. An analyst at Janko Partners, that's a great name.
Big firm.
Mike Hickey, he must have had a tough time growing up.
Yes.
He says that the Iron Man movie could suffer because of the Grand Theft Auto 4 release. Because apparently when Halo 3 came out, what was the big movie that came out during Halo 3?
I already forgot.
So, but apparently they were saying that Halo
3 was the reason why people weren't going to the movies.
Yeah.
Not the fact that movies are crappy.
Oh, it was actually the general box office sales. It wasn't a specific movie. Yeah, it could have been movies that were crappy. I mean, first of all, I just wanted to use this as an excuse to talk about the Iron Man trailers.
They look pretty good.
They look awesome. I mean, they did a really good job with this.
The fact that the movie opens on my birthday is like a little bit icing on the cake for that.
Bonus. No, I mean, it looks like they did a really nice job with the CG work. Robert Downey Jr., of course, excellent actor. It's
very good casting. They did a lot of great casting with that movie. So
it looks amazing. I've watched all the. Whenever I see a new trailer up on Apple.com, I I get the 1080p version, download it, watch it on my computer.
We're going to get a little Iron Man action. We get a little War Machine action. We get the Ironmonger in this movie.
It's everything, be, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hot shit.
Hot shit, baby. All right. Hot so I don't shit. Think, yeah, I mean, I think people with, what do they think? People are going to be locked in their rooms with Grand Theft Auto. They're not going to know that Iron Man is out.
You want to go, hey, honey, you want to go see Iron Man? Wait, one sec. I got to find pick up more whores in New York City. Okay, Elliot.
Elliot?
Yeah, the governor.
Oh, right. That's crazy, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that nuts?
All this guy, yeah, we're talking about Elliot Spitzer. I'm sure, is that a huge, it must be a huge story everywhere,
it's
right?
Pretty, yeah, it's pretty darn big.
Elliot Spitzer, the governor of New York, former attorney general of New York. I mean,
anti-video game lobbyist.
Anti-video game spokesperson. Yeah, actually, he was anti-prostitution spokesperson.
Exactly. He complained that he didn't like Grand Theft Auto because it, you know, you could pick up prostitutes.
He also said that he thought that prostitution was really like a form of human slavery and trafficking.
He but, would know.
He would. It's amazing. Like, all these guys have to. I don't understand, right? These guys get. It's a million in one shot that the guy becomes governor. All he has to do is not bang whores.
And that's
he
it.
And he
that's
can't it. Do that's it.
I know.
Why?
Would you like to be governor? Sure. One rule, you can't bang whores. Let me think about it.
Let me get back to you. Let me see how it goes. Let me play that one by ear. It's like when you see these sports stars. Like, there was some football player, and he got caught with, like, 6 pounds of weed in his trunk. Like, all he had to do was not have 6 pounds of weed in his trunk.
It's hard. It's harder than you think, I guess.
6 pounds. It was probably even more than that.
I don't know.
I don't know. These guys, the penis is very powerful, I guess. I mean, it just really took over his whole thinking. Mm. I don't know. I could stay away from that. I don't know.
I think I could, too. Like my vice would be what? Sleeping in. Yeah. It's probably the worst thing I do.
All right. Speaking of Grand Theft Auto, EA's bid for Take-Two is now officially a hostile bid, hostile takeover. Mm-hmm. They're offering $26 a share for Take-Two, which is the same offer that they had offered to the board.
And yeah, so they're going to wind up spending what they planned on spending and wind up take away exactly what they wanted. So, yeah.
Well, if the shareholders agree, they'll pay $26 a share. I think the stock's about $24 right now. Yeah. And for people who are just wondering, when you say something's a hostile takeover, all that means is it's without the consent of the management, the company's management.
Oh, I thought they walked in through the front doors with axes and helmets with horns on them.
It doesn't mean like it's illegal, or even it doesn't even necessarily mean that it's bad.
No.
It just means that because if the stockholders think it's good, then I guess it's good.
Why? Do people actually think that was illegal? I mean, not to.
No, I mean, I think people just don't know what hostile takeover. I mean, I had to look it up, so.
Really?
I just wanted. Well,
you could have asked. All right. I'm here for these reasons.
On to the CagBag, Wombat.
Yes, now I want to start before you even ask a question, because we're going to do this question first.
All right, fine.
Because this has been my, you know, gay job of the week. What did you think of The New Frontier, the Justice League movie?
Well, this was one of the questions in the CAG bag.
I know, that's why we're doing it first. I can't find the question, though.
It's right here. Okay, Oscar Grouch said, now that you both watched Justice League New Frontier, what are your overall impressions? I'll read his impressions after. Well, yes, I did watch the movie in glorious high definition, and I had Shima watch it with me.
Okay.
And I liked it. I mean, I thought it was pretty entertaining. It was very short, though. It seemed like it was over before it even got going.
Okay.
But you know, I'm not very familiar with a lot of the DC stuff.
Which is another reason why I wanted you to see it.
This is like is this like considered a relaunch or something? Like, because
it's like a fictional within fiction.
I see.
Within fiction, it's its own fictional retelling.
It takes place in the 50s, yes. First of all, which was sort of weird. I don't know what was going on there, but I don't know. It seemed pretty cool. You had like the Martian dude. He was interesting.
Martian Manhunter.
Is that his name? Martian. Yeah, Martian Manhunter.
Yes, his real name is John Jones.
I see. So I didn't know about him. There were a lot of guys who I didn't know Like, it focuses, I mean, the main character
is fire.
Yeah, I noticed that. I picked up
and
on that.
He really likes Oreos.
Me too.
I see. You have a lot in common with...
My weakness is fire, too, actually. If you
I
burn
know.
Me,
you don't
hurts.
Like to be lit on fire. You love Oreos. And you can read people's minds. You're just like Martha Manhunter.
I mean, the movie focuses mostly on Superman. You get Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, and the Martian dude, and the Flash. And Green Lantern. I don't know who the guys that fly the planes were. There's like some...
Which ones? There's the Challengers of the Unknown are in it, as well as the Black Hawk Squadron.
Their superpower is that they have jets. They're able to afford jets.
They're the Black Hawk Squadron, and they flew jets during the war, and that's kind of what they do. They're just an elite squadron. They're like G.I. Joe.
That's lame.
It's like G.I. Joe.
They don't have any powers?
No.
Except they own their own jets. That's their power.
They don't even own the jets. I don't think they own them. Oh, I think they're government jets.
That's weak.
Believe.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was. You're right. It is. It's definitely not for kids. There's quite a bit of violence in it. Shima wasn't that impressed, but I don't know. I thought it was entertaining. If there was another one, I would definitely watch it.
So you liked it?
I liked it. I definitely liked
it. Did you like it more than you were expecting to?
Well, I mean, look. I figured I would probably like it. I don't think I would. I think if I bought it, I would probably not be too excited.
But why would you buy that? Why would you buy it though, unless you're like a nerd?
Right. I mean, like, it's only like really an hour and 10 minutes, right? I mean, it can't.
No,
be much...
I think it's longer than that. I think it's a little over an hour and a half, unless you just saw a shortened version.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Oscar the Grouch. Well, let's just move on to the next question because we got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
I liked it. If you want, you should go rent it. It's definitely worth watching.
Definitely rent it. If you're not a comic book fan, rent it. If you are a huge DC fan, you probably already own it.
We had watched it right after we watched the Japanese anime called Paprika.
Oh, so you can't go from anime to...
It's tough because the animation in the anime was far superior. So,
are you going to see the Batman animated movie that comes out this summer?
If I can download it, I will see
they
it.
They supposedly, this is what they're claiming, they teamed up. It's like the Animatrix. Do you remember that?
Sure.
Where they got great animators.
Okay.
They got that, but now but they also got writers of Batman comics, like a handful, to do short films in an anime style with Batman.
Oh, so it's a bunch of short films?
It's a bunch of short, Batman anime
that could be cool.
films.
I like
with
that.
Each writer being like, they got Greg Rucka and Denny O'Neill.
Oh, they got Greg Rucka. I was hoping that they were going to get him.
Hey, he's a good writer. I've read his novels, too.
Great. Okay, let's move on to the next, more CAGBAG questions. Janik01 says, It looks like Jeff Gerstmann and Ryan Davis have started a new website called GameBomb.com.
Giant Bomb.
Oh, sorry.
Giant Bomb would have made sense.
Right.
Giant Bomb looks like just sort of called it failure.com.
Okay, settle down. Giantbomb.com. The idea is a video game blog that does reviews and so on. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty excited seeing as GameSpot has gotten increasingly retarded and boring lately. Do you think that their site will be successful, seeing that there's already an abundance of video game sites, or do you think that their old fans from GameSpot will be able to sustain their site? Now, if you remember when we talked about this whole situation weeks ago, I made the statement that I didn't think that any of these guys leaving were going to affect GameSpot at all. I mean, Janik says that it's retarded and boring. I don't know what that means. It's just a site with reviews and stuff. I don't know how the reviews can be retarded or boring, but whatever. So I said that I didn't think it was going to change GameSpot all that much in terms of their traffic or, you know, the people are going to stop visiting because of it.
I'm on their website right now.
But I didn't, you know, I hope that people didn't interpret that to mean that I don't wish these guys good luck, you know, all these guys who left GameSpot.
Of course, I was kidding. I don't think that they should
call it failure, giant failure.
Yeah.
No, I wish them the best of luck. I think it's always hard to start a new website, but I did check out their blog and, you know, it's not really much to look at, but I'm sure, you know, these guys have a lot of experience writing about video games, so I'm sure that they'll do a good job. It does seem like have a lot of people already reading the site. There's quite a lot of comments on all their articles. So
yeah, look at that. Their first podcast has 242 comments.
Yeah. So I think that their site will, you know, hopefully they don't spend too much money on the site and, you know, get into a big hole trying to dig themselves out of a hole. But
there is no advertising on it.
I think that the site could definitely be successful because they do seem to have picked up quite a bit of followers through being on GameSpot. That's a very cool thing about being on a huge site like GameSpot. You can, you will get some people who become your fans, and they will follow you around. So, good luck to those guys.
Very good luck, and it's a good site. So,
you don't even know. You never looked at it.
I have. I just was there again.
Again.
While we were talking.
Okay. No, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll be good.
Yes.
Strongy boy. Says, this is for Cheapy D. I know you were close with Screw Attack. How do you feel about Tom leaving? Do you know about this, Wombat?
Fill me in.
Okay. So, Screw It, you know what Screw Attack is, right?
Yeah, I like their top 10 list.
Okay, Screw Attack is a website that makes videos about video games. So, they'll have, like, top 10 lists. They host the
Their top 10 PlayStation 3 games of 2007 is one of the funniest videos I've seen in a long time.
Okay, they do a lot of funny
stuff.
That's
a classic.
There's an emphasis on humor, but they have some serious stuff too. They have the Angry Video Game Nerd, a lot of different stuff. So the site was run by, or rather the face of the sites were Handsome Tom and Stuttering Craig. And I met both of them at E3 last year. Very nice. Both of the guys very nice and had a lot of fun talking to them, hanging out with them. Turns out Handsome Tom has left the site, and it's pretty controversial to, you know, all their fans, and there's a big thread on CAG about it.
Why did he leave?
Apparently, the reason he left is that Craig is the owner of the site.
Okay.
And Tom is saying that the site was supposed to be a partnership, and that he wanted a part of the company, and Craig wouldn't give him part of the company. And his ultimatum, you know, I spoke to Craig personally, you know, about this, but I also listened to his podcast, and he told me that I talked to him before he did the podcast, and he said the same thing on his podcast that he did to me personally, although I thought he said it a little better when he was talking to me, but he said the same thing, more or less. And he basically, Tom wanted a piece of the company, but Craig just felt that Tom really didn't do enough to warrant a piece of the company. Craig said that he was really, you know, he's the guy who scripted everything out. He came up with all the shows. Tom was really an on-air personality, and that was about it.
I see no parallels here.
Well, there are no parallels here, Wombat.
Now that would be the next question, though. Now, if Craig was the person who owned the website, does that mean that he was putting all the money into the website?
He managed the day-to-day operations of the website from the very beginning, it sounds
now,
like.
That's really what it comes down to.
I don't know. They did not mention that, actually. That's a very good
question. Because that's really what it comes down to. Now, if I was, say I was an investor in Cheap Ass Gamer.
Okay.
And I know that this site costs X amount to run, and I was giving you half of X.
Right.
Then I would assume that you would start referring to me as your partner.
Yes, that would make sense. That's a good question, Wombat. I do not know. I will ask.
And therefore, I would expect to share in said spoils of my investment.
I think what happened was...
If the site were to make 2X, I would expect 1X of 2X for putting in half X.
I understand. I follow you. That makes sense to me, Wombat. I think what happened was these guys, they decided to start this website, and they decided to start it as a partnership, but it probably turned, from what I hear, you know, from what Craig tells me, I'm sure Tom would tell me something different, but it was really not a partnership. It was Craig doing most of the work and Tom, you know, doing a very small percentage of the work, and Craig decided to register the company himself, and I guess, I don't know if he asked Tom about it and Tom just never got back to him about it or what, but Craig wound up registering the company himself and then just never felt that Tom deserved a piece of it. And then Tom demanded a big salary increase or he was leaving or a piece of the company. And then he just decided to leave.
Interesting.
And he took his girlfriend with him and one of the interns with him, and they're starting their own site. So I don't know. Controversy.
Scandalous.
All right. X-Ray Zui. has a question about patches, game patches. I think
I meant like gene patches.
No. I think we're aware of your feelings about patches that change the game somewhat fundamentally, like Monster Madness. But what about other patches that have been needed for games lately, such as Bully on the Xbox 360? Are we going down a very slippery slope? Did either of you play Might and Magic or Two Worlds with patches?
Monster Madness.
Oh, Monster Madness. I don't know. MM. It could be anything. It could be the candy.
But he mentions Monster Madness earlier in the question.
Nub. Do you think an auto update is just as bad as a patch? I don't think there's anything really fundamentally wrong with patching these games. I mean, obviously in an ideal world, you want these games to be QA'd properly so you don't have to do it, but it's better than having no patch at all. I mean, I'd rather have the game fixed at some point.
I am tempted to pick up Monster Madness. I'm waiting to find it for 15 or less. I see it for 20. And that'd still be maybe too much for me to pick up Monster Madness, but I am interested in the game.
A used copy, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
Right.
But I would like to see if there is a fundamental difference when you download the patch / auto update.
Right.
Time for one more question?
Yeah, maybe two. Getting back to the screw attack thing for just one brief second.
I just
want to say that, you know, I can understand where Craig is coming from. Certainly, it's very... You know, the odds of making a website successful is like 1,000,000 to 1, basically. Same as becoming governor. I think it's the same exact odds, actually.
And all you have to do is stay away from prostitutes.
And I think I think that in his mind, he really felt like he made the right decision. And from what I hear, it sounds like he did too. But, you know, of course, there's always two sides to any story, Wombat.
Yes.
David B69 wants to know... if there's anything like Gamefly in Japan. In fact, not only is there nothing like Gamefly in Japan, I believe there's only one place in the whole country where you can actually rent games from. There are no game rentals in Japan for the most part. Koei, you know, the company that does the Dynasty Warriors games, they started a rental store somewhere. It's not even in Tokyo. And I believe they charge $25 for a new release rental for 1 week.
And just buy the game.
I don't even know if the game is, if that store is around anymore. It was a couple of years ago I heard about it. I don't think I heard anything since. I really miss having rental games. It's something I really miss from America.
Okay, let's do one more question for both of us.
Okay, you want to do, let's do this one from Tyrone.
Okay.
Cheapy, and this is for you too, Wombat. I'm a 37-year-old undercover gamer. I live and breathe me some video games, sucka. I read several game sites like blogs like Yu-Gi-Oh, IGN, N4G, 360plex, and that new Gerstmann site, Giant Bomb.
I
did it again. Just to name a few, and on a daily basis. I even recently canceled my music subscription services on my new MP3 player because all the time I had to listen to are video game podcasts. But lately, I find myself concealing my passion from others. I tell those young guys at the game shops that I'm shopping for my kid, and I ask dumbass questions like, what's this Xbox Live thing all about? Or, so it actually comes with a Blu-ray player built in? Wow. I only try to play games after my wife is asleep, and on those rare occasions when she's away, I feel like a kid in a candy store. I used to take that time to yank on the old chain, if you know what I mean. Oh, I know what you mean. But it seems like I kind of grew out of that, and I also thought I'd one day grow out of games, but I think I'm much more into games now than I ever was as a teen, and now as an adult, my income allows me to buy pretty much any game I want. So I know you're like 34 or so, right? With a wife and kid and a busy life, I'm sure. And Wombat's got
43.
What?
You're 43.
I'm 34. Stop it. And Wombat's got a new house and a new kid on the way. Do you ever feel like there's only so many good years left? I'm scared, dude. What's next?
Oh, I was wondering where the question was in there.
Yeah, I do think like that sometimes. I think about it more in like, you know, how much longer can I be making YouTube videos? You know, I'm 34.
Yeah,
now.
How much longer can I really be doing this? I do ask myself that question.
I can, you know, look, I can run the website for as long as I want, or can, hopefully, as long as you guys are kind enough to keep buying stuff through those affiliate links.
And there may be a point where you're completely out of touch with what the people on your own website are talking about.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm old. I still feel like a retard, like a 14-year-old retard.
Well, there's part of you that very much is still a 14-year-old retard.
And in a way, I feel like having a kid, I know like you're supposed to feel like you have all this responsibility and maturity when you have a baby, but it's given me more of an excuse to act like an idiot. Because I can make funny faces and dance around the apartment like a moron. So in a way, I feel like I'm even regressing further back into my childhood. And, you know, now I get to go to Toys R Us and I buy toys for the kid. And once he gets a little older, it's going to be, you know, I'll even be able to buy toys that I'm interested in, you know. Rattles and
like
such.
Like the Imagine X stuff? That stuff is pretty badass. Pirate ships?
What's that? I don't even know what that is.
Badass stuff. I look at a lot of kids' toys. Well, now, I have a two-year on that view.
Now I buy rattles and stuff. I'm not that interested in the rattles, but... So
well,
I think...
toys. Well, when you have to be a disciplinarian, though, that may all change. Like right now, you don't really... It's not like you're disciplining Ty.
Right, no.
You don't yell at him for pooping his pants.
Well,
now
I
when he's 10,
I do,
he
but it
pants.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Exactly.
I see. So I think, you know, what happens is certainly your skills, your video game playing skills are just, you know, I think once you hit like 20 or so, maybe 25, the skills just go down from there. So I think, you know, once you pass 30, forget about it.
All I have to say is for our good friend Tyrone, there's no reason to hide.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You should
walk
nothing,
in. You have nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about, especially because, like you said, your income allows you to buy whatever you want.
Exactly. Exactly.
So don't let the man hold you down.
You should walk, when you walk into that game store, you shouldn't have to like pretend you're buying it for your kid. You should walk in there with a wad of cash or like your gold card. You'd be like, I want two of those, four of those, three of those, and one of those. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yes,
I just got a gold American Express business card that says CAG Productions on it.
I know. That's why I told you need to buy me more games.
And
I got
them
off now.
A MasterCard that says Cheap Ass Gamer on it.
You need to start buying games for me that you can write off on your taxes. That way you don't have to pay for my games and I get free games.
Well, I still have to pay for them.
You only have to pay for them now, but you'll get the money back.
You don't get the money back. You get. It's not how it works.
It's how it works.
You don't pay taxes on that money. It's not that you don't get the
money. You take the money out of your income tax.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's free. You're still paying for it.
Sort of, but you're sort of not.
All right, one more quick question because then we've gone all in a row and I can erase
this
from the outline.
Oh, yeah, it's late and I'm getting nasty, nasty looks from the woman who won't
Mr. Rice Guy, a.k.a. Michael, says, hey, Cheapy and Wombat, awesome podcast. I'm looking for Cheapy D's views on whaling from Japan. This is gaming related. Someone made a small indie game called Harpooned a while back. You can check it out at harpooned.org. I personally think it's a really good idea in spreading the word. What do you guys think? I mean, I don't know. What am I supposed to say, Wombat? I eat whale when I go to sushi places, so I don't know if I can say that I'm against whaling, can I?
I think you can in your own way.
How? Do it nicely. Don't kill too many.
Yeah, why not?
Be gentle.
Do I think killing whales is wrong if they're endangered whales?
Right, but they might be delicious whales.
Yes, but endangered, you don't want to get rid of all of them.
Right, if there's one thing that we learned from Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
We may need the whales one day.
Yes, the whales could be very important to our survival in the future. So
exactly.
We need at least one whale.
Two.
Two whales, right. Thank you.
To make a third whale.
Yes.
You see, that's how procreation works.
That's right. That's right.
Not everyone does it in a tube.
So actually, yeah. So we need to keep at least two, and then we can enjoy some delicious whale sushi and not be exterminated by aliens in the future.
Hooray
for
Spock.
That's the point I'm trying to make. I learned everything I know from Star Trek.
Gracie's pregnant.
All right, Wombat. Let's wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remind you to dig the CAGcast at dig.com/podcasts/CAGcasts. Review us on iTunes. We've been getting a lot of new reviews lately, and some of them are really funny. So next week, I will definitely read some of the new reviews.
Oh,
so,
I got to check them out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of new ones, and they're funny. So if you want to write us a funny review, I will read it on the air next week. Unless you give us one star, that one. Well, you know, sometimes I read those on the air, too. Thanks for listening. Oh, check out Wombat at gamesblog.ugo.com.
That's the first time I didn't have to say it myself.
Yeah, I'm good like that. I didn't even
write
it down.
I appreciate it.
And that's it, Wombat. Tune in next week. Well,
when you'll hear Cheapy say,
"How is your gay job, Wombat?" And you'll hear Wombat say,
"I don't start until next week."
And then next week you'll hear Wombat say, the week after,
"It's great. Thanks for asking."
All right, guys. We'll catch you then.
Bye.
Adventure is on the horizon. Stanley's going buggy. Mario Brothers have their hands full. And Donkey Kong's going ape. It's rough seas for Popeye. And Snoopy's got to get on the ball. But you can help. You got Nintendo Game & Watch. That's pocket power. Widescreen or multi-screen games you can play indoors or out. They tell you the score and even the time. They're pocket power. They're Game & Watch. 14 and all. Only from
Nintendo.